This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Alec McKinney has been sentenced to life in prison for his role in the shooting at STEM School Highlands Ranch last year. However, he will be eligible for parole at some point. More than a dozen teachers, victims, and family members told a judge that when McKinney shot into a British literature classroom at the STEM school last year, he ruined their lives. McKinney, too, took the stand and said he wasn't asking for leniency, but wanted everyone to know how sorry he was. McKinney was 16 at the time of the shooting, but will serve most of his sentence in adult prison. His co-defendant, Devin Erickson, has a trial this fall. The oil and gas industry will not try to place a pair of initiatives on the ballot in November after reaching a deal with Governor Polis. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Governor Polis says the oil and gas industry will drop two ballot plans, one to stop cities from banning natural gas hookups, another to put something like price tags on future ballot plans. In return, Polis and a coalition of environmental groups say they won't support future plans on the ballot or at the legislature to limit oil and gas development, at least through 2022. The governor says efforts will instead focus on implementing SB 181, an overhaul of oil and gas regulations he signed last year. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Glenwood Springs will require masks at all times in a certain area of downtown. The mask zone covers multiple city blocks and overlaps with an existing area where smoking is banned in Glenwood Springs, KJCT News reports.